Yolanda.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, Anthony J?
Nothing much. Sitting here being fabulous, being cute, smoking, and ready for the goddamn shits.
All right, the goddamn truth, honey. Yes, yes. Listen, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Dang Truth. You're with me and my special co-host, Anthony J, because my sweet, sweet darling, Michael Doc is ill. So we're gonna send all kinds of light and love to Mike Doc, and hopefully he gets better soon so we can get him back on the show. So anyway, Anthony J.
Yes.
Are you floating on cloud nine now? Are we ready to get into the dang truth?
Yes, we are, girl. Let's ready to pour this tea. Grab your cup. Messy ass good time.
Listen, I gotta let everybody know how I met you. I used to work at this company in Atlanta, and we basically, like, I was doing the makeup there, and you walked in, and we basically clicked, like, automatically. So I consider you to be a very good friend of mine. What do you consider me? What is the name that you would like to give me? I don't like fruit fly, honey.
I would like to call you the diva, honey, because you give them chest, you give them ass, you give them diva attitude,
yes,
and you give them face, yes, and you give them the dang truth,
the damn truth. So listen, we have a show in store. I'm not even, you know what, we're going to keep on rolling through it, because right now we're in two separate locations, which I think is great for this whole anchor podcast type of thing. So usually when I do it with Mike, we kind of take breaks in between, but I think right now what we're gonna do, we're just gonna roll with it. I love this.
Okay,
this is good.
Let's roll with the punches, girl. Let's get it.
Listen, now I normally do word on the street. Mm-hmm. Since you know this is a whole new situation for me, we're just going to talk, and we're going to talk freely.
Okay.
And I have some major stories that have been taking place. But the number one story, and I have spoken on this on Facebook, is Jessica Mollett.
Oh, girl.
And listen, I wanted you to come on the show because I do know that you are a gay Black man, right?
I am.
It's no shame in your game. You're not closet. You're not doing anything. You're just fabulous, living your fabulous gay life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I, for the life of me, can't understand why Jesse would do this. Like, I know that everybody is saying stop speculating until we get more evidence and we really find out what happened. But for me, it's just like, I could already tell that he wasn't telling the truth.
Honey, that story has so many damn holes and holes. It was worse than a goddamn shredder. I'm sorry, but I just gotta call a spade.
Okay, so let's go back with what Jesse said. Jesse said that he came to Chicago. He said that he was hungry. He left the hotel
during the polar vortex. Bitch, who goes out in negative 22 degree weather for a goddamn sub? Bitch, first of all,
no, it was 15 below. It was like 15 below. He went to Subway because he was hungry. Now, that right there threw me off. That threw me off. That you're in Chicago, one of the coldest places, and you went. You didn't order a room service because we know you got it.
Exactly.
We know you got it. You wanted a Subway sandwich.
Girl, that sounds a little suspect. I mean, with all the access that he has to Uber Eats, to concierge, to things of that nature, but you decide to venture out at 2 o'clock in the morning to Subway.
That threw me. The second thing that threw me was the language that he said that these people used to attack him. Mm-hmm. And the language is a key thing, because right now that is what's being questioned. He's saying that at first he said that the men had on MAGA hats.
Mm-hmm.
Then he retracted that, but then he said that they called him a faggot nigger. Oh. And this is MAGA country, nigger.
First of all, let's let's play devil's advocate here. What white folks you know looking at goddamn Empire that went mad? I mean, first of all, that was kind of suspect to me. Okay, and even in talking about the fact of Empire boys.
Supporters watching Empire at all, whatsoever.
I don't know if I need either. So that was kind of like red flag number one for me. But another thing that threw me was like, why did Miss Lee Daniels go to social media first? Like,
okay. See, this is okay. Now we're getting into it because when Lee did that whole social media skit, it looked like a skit. And I said,
sounds like a setup.
Yeah. He looked like, and I said, oh, Lee, stay behind the camera, sis, because you're not good at acting.
It was like, it's such a tragedy that this happened to Jesse, but we're going to rally behind him with Empire. I was like, girl, if you don't stop telling these goddamn lies, what I thought was a damn Monique, honey. My love. I'm like, Mr. Daniel, you tell the motherfucking lies, girl. I don't get it. Like,
I was getting all kinds of vibes. And then he went and did the interview with Robin Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed so contrived and so made up. And his body language was so defensive. Mm-hmm. The way that he answered the questions, and when Robin asked him about his phone, he was like, I'm not gonna do that. And she was like, but why? And he was like, I had pictures and videos and music, unreleased music on my phone. None of that matters when somebody is attacking your life.
Can I just interject there, honey? Because, like, the children kind of wanted to turn on Miss Jessie, girl. They were kind of like, girl, why aren't you giving up this phone? What are you hiding in here? Low-key, no shade. The girls are trying to say that, honey, could this have been a cook-up gone wrong? Can we look at it from that angle?
What? Because you did bring that to my attention.
Exactly.
And I have heard that being said that ain't nobody out on the streets of Chicago in subpar temperatures, only but a queen looking for some dick. Now, that's what I heard.
But a tray.
That's what I heard. So
that's what I heard, too.
And then somebody posted that he was in a club and he was acting really... he was acting really rude, and so he got into it with somebody in a club, and they think that they followed him out. I mean, it was just, it's a lot of speculation, and I can't wait to see what the end is going to be, because a lot of people are saying that this is going to really affect his career negatively, and I believe so.
I believe so, too, because you had a whole community rallying with you and for you. But then
two communities. You had two communities. You had the gay community and you had the black community, baby.
Exactly. But then all these moving parts that are now coming to the light, that you may have paid these two African brothers, that one of them actually trained you for a music video. So it's almost like career suicide.
It really is. And I don't understand why he would, if why? And it makes me wonder, does he have like some mental issues? First of all, when he came up on stage and said he fought the fuck back, he was the gay Tupac
girl. I was sitting there like, okay, girl, you're doing a little too fucking much now. Okay, we were sitting here rallying and we're behind you when you got your ass beat, but I mean, it was just a cat scratch to me. But I'm just saying, if a bitch got her ass beat, she should have looked a little fucked up. It looked like you was fighting with a bitch. I'm just saying.
Listen, I wish Jesse Smollett the best. I hope that this was not career suicide, but I feel like if we find out details that he had any parts of this, I think that his career is going to be over, because nobody's really going to want to fuck with him like that ever again.
Exactly.
He's a player and manipulative, and they're just not going to trust him.
Now's the time to do damage control. I say, girl, you need to say you was high, you was under the influence of some drugs or goddamn alcohol. You need to get your ass into goddamn rehab and do some fucking apologizing to save your career. That's just Anthony J.
His PR person is going to have a task at hand. But moving on to our other next famous mulatto, Miss Meghan Merkel, aka the Duchess. Hello.
We got a black girl over there off the pond. And yes, she's royalty,
bitch.
A
black duchess, honey. A black duchess. Yeah, her daddy is doing a whole bunch of fuck shit, like what niggas would do.
I wanna just die.
Listen, her dad is going to the media and really just trying to make her look bad. And I don't understand why a father would want to sabotage his own child. I have no idea why her white side of the family is acting quite ignorant.
Why y'all can't be like the mama? I think daddy's trying to ride off her coattails, and I think daddy wants some relevancy. I mean, he was like, what, a lighting director or something back in the day, but your time has come and passed. Let your daughter live her best life and shut the fuck up.
Well,
don't make trouble for her.
Your time has come and gone, especially in this Hollywood game. My whole thing is why not be a father to your daughter? Why not be there for her and her new child, the child that she's about to have? Her mother is there. You know what I'm saying? Her mother has taken all these CPR classes and everything, wants to be a part of her daughter's life as a royal, and she's doing it the right way. And I feel like if he wants to be on his daughter's coattail, this is the wrong way to do it. And that sister needs to be pushed the fuck out that wheelchair. Because see, if that was my sister, I would beat her ass.
Why do you want to throw her out the wheelchair?
Handicap, bitch, you got to go. I'm about to push you down the fucking hill.
And you talking too damn much. You feeling secrets and all types of shit. I'm going to need you to keep your mouth shut and let your sister live her best life. Like, why?
You're the ugly sister. You did not make it. I understand you have problems. You got a little disability. Honey, take your disability check and sit down and be quiet.
Exactly.
Right. I just think that, yo, I feel, and right now what they're doing also, I don't know if you noticed this, what they're doing is putting Meghan Markle and Kate
against one another.
Yes. Why does the black girl have to be part of drama? Don't do that.
I mean, two different platforms and two different women. I mean, you have Meghan, who had a career, who was an actress, who had a life, compared to Kate. She was just a royal. She didn't really have a career. So you have those different things. She's American. She's British. So there's that whole West Coast attitude and kind of celebrity life.
But I don't think that she had, like, if you look at Meghan Markle and who she was before she really became Hollywood, even as a young girl, she was doing things that were philanthropic and making waves. And she, I think they even had in one of her little documentaries how she made Dawn change the commercial because they were saying how women are supposed to do household chores.
Yeah, I saw that when she was younger. Yeah.
She was a very smart young lady growing up, and I think she was really grounded because her mama's a sister. And I don't like how they're, you know, depicting her in this light of being a brat and talking down to the help in the palace. Like, how do you talk down to people when you were just that person?
Exactly.
Like, that doesn't sit well with me. You know what I'm saying?
And I think sometimes they try to play into the stereotype of the aggressive, strong black woman that she is, you know, part black as well. And to see the media depict her as being too assertive and too aggressive and too structured and things of that nature. But we are taught that we always have to be one up and one back.
Right.
She's just living up to what was instilled into her. And that's culture shock for, I would say, the British.
And you know, it also speaks volumes about, you know, Harry. Harry chose a woman who he thought would be fitting. And for the media to make it like he just wanted to choose some type of trash box is disturbing to me. And it just shows me now that racism is clearly across the pond too. So, whatever. Boo, I hope you have this baby. You have a wonderful time in that little palace that you got over there. And shut those people up. Show them what you can do. Moving on to ratchet news. You know, can we still call the Housewives ratchet?
Are they still ratchet? They do ratchet ball head whole shit.
There's some things that I wish that they would not do on the Housewives, but that's not just for the Atlanta Housewives. I think it's for the Housewives total.
In general,
like, I just wish it was less cattiness and more love amongst women. But we won't go there. That's for another topic.
Girl, that does not sell. We love trash. We love drama. We love catfights. We love bullshit. We are here for the fuckery. And let's talk about the Atlanta Housewives, girls. Can we talk about the situation going on with NeNe and Greg? What's your take on that?
Oh, my gosh. I just think NeNe is doing the most right now. When she went on social media and spoke bad on Greg, I just thought that that was the most. I feel like there comes a time when you should have a real good girlfriend that you can call, you can text and say, I'm going through, bitch, before you start getting Twitter fingers. Like, what's up with everybody and these Twitter fingers and these Facebook fingers and these Instagram fingers? Like, you should have real friends in real life that you can go to and say, listen, my husband is driving me insane. I know he has cancer, but he's driving me insane. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just get why she did that. To me, it looks like, NeNe, you're trying to move on.
You're trying to move on. You're playing on the people's emotions to get them to feel for you. And you should have taken those vows seriously to death do us part through sickness and health. But I understand. Well, I really don't understand. I mean, you know your husband's going through a traumatic time. He has stomach cancer or what have you. Right. So, I mean, your emotions will be all over the place because you're concerned about living.
Right.
And I think she's being selfish right now.
Yes.
I want a divorce, this and other. Girl, just tell the truth.
You're done.
You've established yourself and you're ready to explore other options that are out there, because in reality, you may lose your husband because you never know what may happen when it comes to cancer.
You don't. She was on Strahan and Sarah this morning and she said, being a caretaker is hard and woe is me, and I didn't know it was going to be this hard, and Greg is just really having these bad attitudes. I just feel like right now, especially I've heard nurses say this and real care providers say this, when a person is in respite or a person who has cancer and is in the final stages, they become very, very mean. And the reason why they're becoming mean is because they want to push those who are closest to them away so that they won't be so... It's a psychology behind it. And so this man is not used to being sick and in pain. And so, as you know, when you're in pain, you know, you kind of lash out on people, just like a woman who's having a baby.
You're emotional. And
we squeeze the fuck out of our husband's hands. We curse, we yell, we scream, we cry. And so he might not be doing all those things. He might be retaliating in a different way. But I just think that she should go about this a different way, because NeNe, honey, you don't know what your future holds.
Exactly. And karma, she can be a bitch sometimes.
It really can be. Shout out to Portia. Portia looks really, really beautiful on this Rolling Out magazine cover. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. It's a pregnancy glow.
Pregnancy glow, nice pretty bump, smooth skin. I'm really happy for Portia. Even though I'm lightweight jealous, like, really, bitch, why not me this year? But you know what? I'm gonna do what Portia did on the last honey. She claimed it. She claimed it.
She claimed it. She got it.
She got it. You know,
I've never seen a pregnant chick make Fashion Nova look so damn good. Like, what the fuck?
I'm not doing this with you tonight.
I'm sorry, girl. It's the weed, girl. It's the weed shit. Sorry.
How do you know?
Moving on.
Fashion Nova.
Girl, she got on body dress on every fucking damn interview. I'm just like, girl, bitch.
I feel like if I were to, you know, become pregnant, like, as soon as my bumps started to show, I would be wearing some spandex shit, because I would just be so happy, like, finally I'm a mother, you know what I'm saying? But I'm really happy for Portia, and her hot dog man. I never knew that you could make so much money off of hot dogs.
It's shade, bitch. But girl, I went to that hot dog stand and bitch, I could have been in my goddamn kitchen cooking them damn hot dogs on the goddamn grill and throwing my own chili sauce on
it. I never knew you could make so much coin with hot dogs, but how did she
and fry Oreos
hot dog pan? Anthony, you're high.
Bitch, let me find me a hot dog, man.
You want a hot dog right now, don't you?
I do. I sure do.
Okay,
I want a foot long.
You are stupid. Listen, we got some bigger, that was the word on the street. So, but we have some topics that really, really wanted to discuss with you because I feel like you got the tea, you know the answers, and I'm going to ask my gay bestie. So listen,
come on.
Every time I'm on Facebook and I see you, you're talking about this Gray Sweatpants group, and I would like to know.
Girl, it is the gays against the women. Everybody wants to see the gays, but I'm like, girl.
But it should never be like that. Like, I want to know what's going on in this Gray Sweatpants group, because from what I see, you are telling me through, you know, Facebook and social media is that, you know, these women are really beefing with gay men. And I want to know, is it because they are feeling like they're in competition, or is it more so because there are a lot of men that are out here that are kind of on the DL and these women are experiencing this and they're just, you know, causing shit? I don't understand why.
Girl, it's a bit of both. I would say competition wise and they're experiencing dating bisexual men or down low men.
Okay, so is being on the down low more like, is this going on more now in 2019? Because I can understand, like, back in the day, you know, in the 90s especially, there are a lot of men on the DL. But come on, honey.
Well,
it's 2019.
Honey, it's more now of bisexualism, or it is what it fucking is.
Right.
It's not uncommon to see a dude that has a girl or has a wife, but also has that dude that he fucks around with, and she may even know about it. She may even approve of it.
I've heard of that. I have definitely heard of that. I've heard of women now accepting their bisexual partner, or I've heard that there are a lot of women out here that are basically the beard. Like, you know.
That is true.
You know, so I do hear that there are some, you know, relationships where the woman knows about her man, because also there are some women out here that are bisexual.
Exactly. And I was going to touch on that. So it's kind of like they play together and then they pray separately. So sometimes she picks who he can be intimate with. And, you know, it's all agreed upon. There are boundaries that are within place, and you know that works for them. You know, the polyamory lifestyle.
Got you. And polyamorous is not just one set way, because I noticed that there could be one woman, two men, two women, one man. So I get it. Now it's not for me, but I get it. You know, but every time I see, like, there's a post from the Gray Sweatpants group, it's usually like a gay man beefing with a straight woman, or a straight woman. What's one of the slickest comments that you got offended from a woman saying in the Gray Sweatpants group? Because you have a few.
I would have to say there was one issue. The lady posed a question: what would you do if your man asked you to eat his ass, toss a salad? And so some of the women was like, oh, that's some old gay shit, this, that, and the other. But I think we as Black people, we're kind of scared to explore our sexuality. And I can remember as a teenager watching a 1975 porn called Easy, where this white woman was...
What was it called?
Easy, baby. She was old, dirty whore, baby. And, bitch, she did some freaky shit. She was fingering this man's ass with some butter, and then she started eating his ass. And I was like...
No, ma'am.
Fuck. They was doing this in 1975, girl.
on film.
Yes, ma'am. I think I got it on VHS. I gotta go find
it. Anthony.
Yeah.
No, you don't have it on VHS.
Yes, I do.
I'm
it
done.
Has a gold sticker with black writing, baby. Easy. Look up.
I'm done. I'm done. Done. But I mean, honestly, I honestly believe that there's so much secretive things going on because people are afraid to be open about their sexuality and what it is that they like. I mean, I had a boyfriend that loved to see water come out my eyes when we were intimate. Well, I mean, it comes, I can't remember the name of this, like, oh, I should have, like, but it's an actual thing that
girl, I gotta go Google.
I mean, Google it. I mean, but it's a real thing, and it
you had to cry. You had to get that tear to fall out that eye, girl.
You know, like if my eyes watered up or whatever, it kept them on. And I think it was like, you know, it had something to do with, you know, thinking that he was being dominant. I gotta Google it, and I'll put it in the comments below or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a real thing, and I think he was kind of like afraid to tell me that is what turned him on. But I was like more interested, like, wow, like, you know, what's going through your head when this happens? And then you have some men who like toes. Then you have some men who do like their Tank is one of those that likes his salad toss.
Oh,
he married the bitch because she did it.
Ain't nothing wrong with tossing salad. I mean, you better get with the get down.
I can't.
But no, I'm just saying, with straight men, girl, you gotta make sure they wash their ass. I mean, y'all make that thing like a shower and make sure you get up in the
ain't
premises.
No man clean enough for me to do that. Ain't no man. Anthony, now I know gay men, they have a way of being meticulous and very, you know, dapper and very sharp, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not finna go and eat no man's ass out that throws a football, got his balls be sticking to his inner thigh. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, girl, I might have to say don't do that shit. No.
Because he don't even like to take ass. And you talking
But as a gay man, you gotta be careful with some of these niggas around here, because some of these niggas don't have to know how to wash their ass. It's just kind of like, no. Go to the bathroom. Go to the shower.
That I posted up on Facebook that people are now reusing condoms and washing.
That's disgusting. Who the fuck does that?
Listen.
You're nasty as hell if you're washing and reusing condoms. No.
It's not going on in these streets, honey, and I'm telling you, I'm not prepared for it. When my girlfriend posted that up and she said, bitch, condoms ain't no red Solo cups. I died. Because condoms should not be used like red Solo cups at all.
No, please don't. If you need them, you can find me. I'll bring them to you. No.
Seriously. I think that there's a certain amount of, you know, freak that a lot of people can handle. Like, you know, I've talked to a couple of guys who have been sexually molested, and the one thing that they say to me is, you know, I will try anything, but just leave my ass alone. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, with your partner, know their freak number, their level of freak. You know, there's some things that I've done that, you know, a man has not had happen before, and they're like, oh my god, where do you know? And I'm just like, okay, I tried something new, okay, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But then you run into the risk of them not wanting to leave, which leads me to my next subject.
Oh god. How to let a nigga go. Because you done got hooked on this good and you got to go.
Yeah, because I think that a lot of times that, you know, we see more scenarios where women are kind of like stalking the man and won't let the man go or whatever. But there are a lot of instances where women have turned some men out, and we need to know how to let them go.
Without ghosting.
Okay. Would you like to speak on that? Because this whole ghosting thing right now is really, really like affecting me at the moment.
Yes.
Because you said you ghost people, and that's wrong.
You know what, girl? Why you gotta put me out there like that? Look, I don't have the heart to tell these niggas sometimes. Like, look, it's not you.
What's wrong with just being honest?
Bitch, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. So I, it's just kind of like the text messages kind of just like fall the fuck off. The calls diminish.
The nigga in you. This is the nigga in you creeping out. Okay. So let me just tell you from a female standpoint, that is never good.
I know.
Okay. So this is what you have to do. And I know some people can't take honesty, or, you know, they lie to themselves. But I'm a girl that does not like to be lied to, and I don't lie to myself. I know when a man is not that into me, and I leave them alone. You don't have to ghost me, baby. You do that once, you don't have to worry about me needing closure. You don't have to worry about me with a follow-up call or any of that. Because to me, it's just disrespectful. You know, I would prefer you to say to me, you know, at this moment in time, I just need to focus on me. I need to step away from the situation. I would like to date other people. I would like to see other people. I just need time to do me. If you came at me like that, I have no other choice but to back the fuck up. Because I'm not that girl that's going to run and chase after you. You feel me?
I feel
but some women that there's some women and men who think that that is a sign of saying, I gotta still make him like me, I gotta still make him want me, I gotta. And when you do that, then that's when you need to go ahead and put a protective order on the bitch.
That's protective order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the whole ghosting thing. I don't. I would rather you be okay. So I got
to provide some honesty and bring some closure to the situation. I got this scenario. Okay. Let's hear.
I'm dealing with a long distance relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So in the long distance relationship, me and the guy, we constantly communicate with one another. Sometimes mm-hmm. 3 to 4 times a day, throughout the day, right?
Right.
I might get a morning text, or I might get a morning FaceTime to say good morning. Then during lunch, I would get, you know, a phone call or a FaceTime. Majority of the times, it would be FaceTime because this person is, you know, long distance and travel to and from, you know, Atlanta to where he works. And so, God, should I be real specific? Because he might listen to
girl, this. Well, be generic.
I'm gonna be specific, but I'm not going to be so specific.
Okay.
What I have an issue is when you're gone for, you know, lengths of time, we communicate 3 or 4 times a day through FaceTime or through a phone call. We communicate. Mm-hmm. But when you come to Atlanta, I've only seen you once.
Oh.
Now, I understand that you are a parent, and you want to spend time with your children, so on and so forth. But I think that there comes a time when you're dating somebody, you will make time for those who they, you know, who you care about. You'll make time for the one or the person that you really, really love, or the person that you're really, really digging. So for me to not have the same amount of communication that we had before, to me, it's a type of ghosting. Because even
or conveniency when it's convenient for him.
Yeah. And you're not taking into consideration what my time might be.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So this past incident that we had, I asked him to meet me. And he met me, and he said he doesn't do this when he has his children, which to me, I like it because you're a responsible parent. You know that you're gone majority of the time. When your children are here, you're gone, and you want to spend as much time as you can with your children. But in between time, there should be one day that we have a special day where we go eat, we go have fun, we have intimate moments, whatever. But don't ghost a person when they have been missing you all this time when you were gone. I just think that is an issue. That's an issue for me. And I would rather a person tell me, listen, I don't have the time to really commit to you and to be there the way that you want me to be there. So I'm going to step back, because just because you don't have the time doesn't mean that I don't have the time, bitch.
Exactly, or somebody else doesn't have the time. Because what you're doing now, you're holding a slot for someone.
You're dangling.
Exactly, that could potentially come in and take your place.
That part. Girl. And to me, that's selfish.
It is. It's selfish as hell.
So, a part of me doesn't know how to... I would rather end this type of kind of dangling and remain friends than to ghost him. But I don't know how to actually say, listen, I like you a lot, but I don't think that you're ready for me.
You say it just like you just said it. I know it's easier said than done, but you're going to have to adult and
just
put that shit out there.
Yeah.
And say, fuck his feelings.
Yeah, but Al, I don't want to say that because I really, really like him as a person. I think that he's a really, really, really nice person. And I think that in any other situation, like, I really, really hate to say this. But if he didn't have children, we would be all right. I think that we would be perfectly all right if he didn't have children. Mm-hmm. But because he has children, I think he has some past traumas, with his baby mama, and he's going through some things. Like, I don't get it. I feel like right now he's going through some things, and I don't have the energy to, like, fix it.
Like, and if it's to that point, you should let that shit go, because in the long run, you're only hurting yourself.
Yes.
Putting yourself through unnecessary drama. And I'm going through some of the same shit myself right now, where I'm kind of getting to know a nigga, but it ain't what I thought it was going to be. I don't feel the butterflies. I mean, yes. I think it was something that was just passing the time, but I don't know how to say, because he's sweet as fucking pie, but I don't know how to say, look, dog, this ain't working.
Yeah, it's not working. It's just not. If it's not working, if you feel like, you know, that there, for me, like, I can honestly say, a week ago I was feeling butterflies, and as soon as he came back home, it was like, where are the butterflies? It seems like you're stressed out.
They've been stung by bees.
Yeah. That part. And I just feel like you should never compromise your happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not satisfied with a certain situation, I think that it comes a point where you just gotta cut it off, because you don't want your happy, the real person who's gonna make you happy, you don't want him to be compromised. You don't want him to go away because somebody's blocking your view and you're trying to peek over their shoulders to see, ooh,
bitch, I gotta do what I gotta do. Shit. Nigga, this shit ain't working, okay? I like you as a friend. We can hang out sometimes. We ain't fucking, because this shit don't work.
But we're not the ghost in 2019. We're going to be honest with people in 2019, Anthony.
I got to adult.
Yes, we have to adult in 2019. Because right now, I just feel like people need the truth. I feel like people need to own up to their truth. And what their truth is your truth. Because if they do not want to be involved with you, they do not want to be involved with you. If a nigga likes dick, he likes dick. He should not be closeted. If a woman, you know, wants to be a beard and play the wifey and play the mother and have your surrogate kids, then let her have that choice. Let her make that decision. But in 2019, we're telling the fucking truth. Period.
Period.
Yes. Listen, Anthony J, listen. We gotta do this again.
Yes, we do. I had a blast.
This was good. This was really good. And let people know, because, you know, you said you wanted to start some things too. And yeah. I know that you got some things kind of like working in you, but you need to put that into fruition. But if people want to follow you, what is your social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at ADAJ Artistry. That's Adaje Artistry. And you'll see my crazy life. You'll see me in my makeup artistry. You'll see my everyday musings of a Black gay Renaissance man in Georgia.
I love that.
And I'm also your ghetto fabulous life coach.
You do it all, honestly. And you have a fabulous mother who is an Aquarian like mine. So, yes.
Yes, we're good people, honey.
Happy belated birthday to your mother.
Aww.
And also, like he said, he is a makeup artist. So for all my brides, all of my prom girls, all of my special events ladies, please hit up. Again, what's your Instagram?
ADAJ Artistry. That's Anthony J. Follow me on social media.
Yes.
You're beautiful. And
you can follow me at Aerosta Cosmetics on Instagram. And if you really, really want to get the tea from me on a weekly basis, follow me on Facebook at Edith Yolanda. Right, Anthony?
Yes, ma'am. And you can follow me on Facebook, too, at Anthony Jackson MUA.
Yes. We are clearly very colorful, ignorant-ass people on Facebook.
My shit is ratchet, so if it's for the faint of heart, don't follow me.
That's why we love you. That's why we love you. All right, babe. Thank you again so much for co-hosting with me. Again, Michael Doc, get better. And I want to thank my audience for just tuning in for another dose of the dang truth. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with Anthony J, and we will be back again next week. Love you guys. Peace.
Bye.